we present the first episode, a story of the lives of small-town people in the America of 35 years ago. Our story opens at a little water tank siding on the hill above Morristown, a small railroad terminal in the heart of the Green Valley. As the darkness gathers, the lights begin to twinkle in the little town below.
Be drinking, be merry, for tomorrow we'll die. The depth of these words is burning in my idol's eye. Sit back in their castles, digging holes in the sun. Stealing their warmth, cause inspired days are gone. They say there's fires that line round the crest of their crown.
In the shadow of the big water tank, two men sit waiting for an incoming freight. Let us listen to their conversation.
There she comes, Slim.
Yep.
That's old 72. And Mickey Dunnigan's pulling her. We'll get right under town.
Hey, she won't take water here, will she?
No, they most always stop before hitting the downgrade. She's slow up anyway. Get ready to jump for the engine cab.
All right, here she comes.
Hello there, Mickey, old son of a gun.
That's a nice vacation, but we both had bigger plans. Well, we looked up and down to find some kind of tools. If this vessel was to launch, we had to fix a broken fuse. So we grabbed ourselves a hammer, found a pocket knife or two, and we fixed old Teddy's rocket with some gum and Elmer's glue.
Hey everyone, Charles here for the Insomnia Radio SoCal Sessions. Today you're listening to selected tracks from the newest Stilltime album entitled See America. It's the second offering from the San Luis Obispo-based group, whom we've featured a few times in the past, and who just sent us another full album of quality songs this last week, a short time after their new album dropped. Once again, they put out another fantastic release that was written and recorded in multiple locations throughout the West Coast. And in order to capture the right feel for each song, they recorded in places such as an abandoned boxcar on the coast of Oregon, a forest in the hills of Santa Cruz, an empty mansion in San Francisco, and an after-hours bar in San Luis Obispo. It's got a definite retro Americana feel to the album artwork, as well as some of the soundscape, not to mention the Adlai Stevenson quote that is prominently displayed inside the album notes. While discussing this album with my friend on a recent weekend trip down to the beach, we found it best described as a wild cross between the Black Crowes and the Counting Crows. But obviously, there's lots of other sounds and influences included within. The two tracks I selected from the album for this CD listening session were the tracks 27, followed by Ted the Monster. Before we get started on the last featured song, I'd like to direct your attention to our Daily Dose feed, where we featured the first single from the album entitled Come Alive. There's a small write-up there, and we hope you visit the band as well. It's quite easy to find them on various social sites, like Twitter, The 61, Reverb Nation, and through our website. Let's end this listening party tonight with the track The Girl I've Always Loved from Still Time. Take care, everyone, and don't forget to help support your local music scene and give Still Time a little love with the purchase of See America. Cheers.
Hello, Abby. How are you?
Oh, well, for goodness sake, Spider McGee, where did you come from?
Oh, just blew in on 72.
She gives me massages when I'm wasted. She can make me laugh at any time. She knows when I've had a long and hard day. It always seems to ease my worried mind. I am just a lucky man to have her. I pray that this feeling never dies. Just last night she told me that she loved me. And words are words I saw it in her eyes. And words are words I saw it in her eyes. She don't care that much for money or fast cars. Her happiness, it stems from deep within. She is the most real girl I've ever known. From her old soul to her soft skin. From her old soul to her soft skin. From above, all I know is I've been waiting for her. Somehow she's the girl I've always loved. Somehow she's the girl I've always loved.